Hello, my name is Lynetta Boyedo. I am 18 years old. Today's date is August 23rd, and I'm speaking with
Joshua Levine,
who is my partner for today. I am recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. So Joshua, can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
Somebody I always remember is basically my old coach. He basically like believed in me from like day one when I used to play keeper. Because of soccer, is like a sport that runs in my family. Mm-hmm. So he's somebody that like really supported what I did. I miss him because I haven't talked to him in a while since he left the recreation center, I think so he's called it. So he left there and he moved somewhere. I don't know where. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see him my last day, but I couldn't because I was at home and mom was at work. So there was like no way I could do it.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I got like one last phone call with him. He told me to continue doing what you're doing. Stuff to me, I sound like a little bit as my dad, you know. He was like a father figure I never had, supporting me through shit.
That's nice. Who is someone important or you idolize in your life?
My mother, because she's somebody who's like been there since day one, under the leaves with my father. She had her like ups and downs, you know, like when it comes to like financial stuff, but she still went through it. She still continued to like fight, and though. She was at her lowest.
That's nice. What are you proudest of in your life?
I'm gonna say making my mom proud. Because that's somebody, that's like the main only person I want to make proud. Because mm-hmm. She's like basically very important to me. Like I really don't want to lose her. And then made that one to like feel and know when like when our issues are. Like, just say like for her to know until she like passes, hopefully not weak. I don't want her to know that she like. I want her to tell me that I'm proud of her. She said it like many times, but I want her to like, yeah. I don't know how to explain.
That's nice. How would you like to be remembered?
Somebody that likes helping, a helping hand, because I like helping people. My happiness comes from seeing people happy. And then if I see somebody that's like sad, it's like it makes me like sad because like why I help them feel better and stuff, but like I don't know how to help. But like when it comes to like people that I don't really know, I just look at them and I can tell when they're not feeling it. But I only see like I help a lot of people when they're like going through the lowest right now. Mm-hmm. Well, I still do it now, yeah. I just like, but I still like helping people. It makes me feel good about myself.
That's nice. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Keep going. Like when I go with my mom, she could have just stopped whatever she's doing. Like I could have been put anywhere if she stopped doing what she was doing. She like stopped, but she chose to keep going. Mm-hmm. And she would keep going. Now we're like financially stable. We're not like as, let's say, broke as we were. Because sometimes like we would like have like something small to eat, not really like heavy meals like I used to now. So it basically be like some eggs, some tortilla, and some beans. Something like that, like on the daily. Or like just spaghetti. Because it was something easy, cheap, and not hard to cook. That's why I said keep going.
I would like to add on, I relate, because when me and my mom and my siblings first moved here too, we didn't have much money. You know, my mom, she was, well, not necessarily becoming a new nurse, but it's like it was harder for her to get a little bit more cash because now she was single, she was in a house by herself, and it's like none of us were working at the time because we were all little, so it was like it was a struggle.
Yeah, basically, so she was on her own. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I relate. If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which one would it be?
I'm not sure. I was seeing my grandfather, but I don't remember anything that happened because I like forgetting things. I have really bad memory. But I'm going to say, thinking about something recent, I'm going to say like going to the finals when it comes to soccer. I mean, that was like something we had never done in AJR. Mm-hmm. And then that was like the first time we ever made it to finals, but fortunately we lost. And I mean, it was pretty heartbreaking because we really felt confident and stuff. Not confident, but like the other team just really looked like a different team. That was not, That was not Venice. That was like a new prime Venice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was something I remember because like I see when I'm in sports, I see them as my family.
Mm-hmm.
Like football, they're my family, and they were there even say themselves. Even though sometimes I don't feel like comfortable because I'm like the only dark skinned there, I still see them as a family because they still like try to like joke around with me and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
I'm gonna say Josue Santos, yeah. Keep on saying him. Because right now we're like the closest. He sees me as his brother. And I see him as my brother too. If I was to lose him, I'd feel like complete crap. He was always the nicest to me like ever since high school. But like before high school, I don't remember how he was. But apparently he was like pretty crappy, which I honestly don't remember. But I think right now he could be annoying at times, makes me want to slap him, but he's still the nicest he can be, even though when it comes to my issues, it comes to problems, he still tries his best to help me and be like the best person he could be.
Thank you for answering my questions today, Joshua.
You're welcome.